Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy from the Hitting Tillers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Well, the Honorable William Sullivan, Justice of the Superior Court, now sitting in Plymouth, within for the Commonwealth. Draw near, give your attendance, you shall be heard. God save the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This court is now in session. Please be seated.
Good morning, Your Honor. May I proceed?
Yes, please.
Your Honor, before the court today, we have the continuation of the jury trial in the matter of Commonwealth versus Lindsay Clancy. Ms. Clancy is present, and she is represented by Attorney Kevin Reddington, and the Commonwealth is represented by Assistant District Attorney Jennifer Sprague and Assistant District Attorney Shannon Buckingham.
All right. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Well, good morning, everyone. Nice to see everyone again. So what I want to do is just kind of go through first. I'm going to ask you those couple of questions, make sure that everybody was able to follow my instructions. Then I'm going to go over today's schedule and maybe discuss a little bit about the week's schedule. So you kind of have an idea where we're going with this. So first, let me ask those questions. Excuse me. The first question, has any member of the jury read, seen, or heard anything about this case that would affect your ability to be fair and impartial as a juror in this case?
No.
The next question, is there any other serious matter or concern bearing on your service as a juror that anybody needs to bring to my attention at this time? All right, again, thank you for following those instructions. Now, the schedule that we're going to follow today is we're going to continue with the case with the Commonwealth's witness who was on the stand Monday. And then we're going to take today be a little bit, might be broken up a little bit. There may be a couple of breaks that we have to take during the course of that, but we'll try and keep those to a minimum. But we'll take a break at 1 o'clock, and then we'll come back this afternoon, and we'll probably go to sometime between 3 and 4. All right. Hopefully, I think tomorrow will be pretty much the same schedule. Tomorrow's Thursday. And then Friday, we are planning to go on that view. All right. And as a judge, I can control a lot of things, but I can't control the weather. All right, and so we've checked. It looks like the weather should be fine in regards to do this, but we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But that's just in case I forget about that. That's what we're going to do. So on Friday, you may want to make sure you have a jacket with your comfortable shoes. But we'll go into that a little bit more. So that's the schedule that we anticipate for the rest of the week. So on Friday, we do the view. We'll come back. We'll usually generally do that in the morning. And then we'll come back and we'll probably go to, you know, again, probably around 3 or 4 if we can. All right. And then on Friday, I'll discuss with you the next week's schedule and kind of where we are in the timeline of this case. All right. So I'll try and keep it up to date as best I can in regards to the case. But like I said, there may be some unanticipated breaks here and there that we're going to have to take. So with that, we're going to return now to the Commonwealth's case. The Commonwealth had a witness on the stand at that time. I'm going to ask Ms. Sprague if you could recall that witness, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. We recall Patrick Clancy.
Good I want you to watch your steps. We're here in the jury.
Please raise your right hand, sir. These elements are the evidence that you shall give to the court, the and the jury, in the matter now pending between the Commonwealth and the defendant, the bar, shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. You may have a seat.
Hi. Good morning, sir. Hi. Ms. Sprague.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning.
Good morning.
So on Monday, I had asked you some questions about the Surface Pro that you and the defendant had in your home and had access to, and about whether you had looked at a site on suicide methods on August 22nd. If I could ask you, did you look at a site for suicide methods on August 23rd, 2022?
I don't believe so.
And I had also asked you on Monday about when you were leaving the home on the night of January 24th, 2023, your observations of Lindsay and the children. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And you had testified that you observed Dawson on the couch eating, I believe you said chicken nuggets and green beans. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you recall, if you're facing the couch, where he was on the couch?
If I were facing the couch, he'd be to the right.
To the right, okay. And showing you a photograph of the living room where there are some bowls on the couch. Is that a fair and accurate depiction of how the couch looked that night?
Yeah.
We could have this photo marked as
an exhibit. All right. Any objection?
No, of course not.
That may be admitted.
Now, as you're getting ready to leave the house to head out to get the takeout, did Lindsay say anything to you?
Nothing specific that I can recall, other than maybe goodbye.
Do you recall something about discussing something about CVS with her?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did she say about CVS?
She wanted me to pick up some stool softener for Cora.
And she hadn't mentioned that earlier in the text, correct?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So as you're leaving, she asked you to make a second or another stop while you're out. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And in response to that request, did you ask her to do something?
I don't remember.
I could show you page 77. Lines 23 and 24, if you could just read those to yourself.
Yeah, I told her to text it to me, which she did.
I'm sorry, so that refresh your memory and
yep.
Asked her to text it to you?
Yep.
And did she do so?
She did.
And was that at approximately 5:15 p.m. that she texted PDLX?
Sounds correct.
So your two stops then that night were going to be CVS and the 3V restaurant, correct?
Yes.
Where did you go first?
CVS.
And do you remember the route that you took to get there?
Yeah, I went out our driveway, took a right on Winter Street, and then took a left on the main road and went to CVS.
So it's a pretty direct route from your house to CVS?
Yeah.
You have the map. Just going to have you look at the screen, if you would, to a map. And coming in to this red dot here, is that the approximate location of your home at 47 Summer Street?
Yeah.
And then looking at this pink dot here, that's the big Y. Is that where the CVS is located?
Yes.
And that's the CVS you went to that night?
Yes.
About how long did it take you to get there?
3 minutes.
And when you got to CVS, did you go inside?
Yes.
Okay. And what section did you go to in CVS?
I think it was pediatrics.
If we could pull up the CVS video. going to ask you to look at the video here. Is that you entering the store?
Yeah.
Okay. And that section you head to on the right, is that the pediatric medication section?
Yeah.
Okay. And while you're in that section, looking for the medication, do you do something?
I called Lindsay.
And why did you call Lindsay?
Because what we were looking for wasn't there. The shelves were pretty empty. It was still during COVID. It was during COVID, so.
Okay, so, and was that call at about approximately 5:33 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did she answer the call?
Yes.
She answered when you called her?
Actually, I think she didn't at first. She called back.
Okay. And did you receive a call back from her about a minute later at 5:34 p.m.?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And can you describe that phone call for us?
It was very brief. I just said, I think there was a generic brand, and I said, is this one okay? And she said, yeah, that's fine.
And what was her demeanor during the call?
She's pretty quiet. It sounded like she was busy. I remember hanging up thinking she's probably in the middle of giving baths or something like that.
So it sounded to you like she was in the middle of something?
Yeah.
Were you able to understand her when she spoke to you?
Yeah.
And did she seem to understand what you were saying?
Yes.
And she didn't seem to have any trouble recalling why you were at CVS or what you were looking for?
That's correct.
And did you, in fact, purchase some Pedialax at CVS?
Yes.
Did you purchase anything else while you were there?
I bought a pack of Skittles.
Just showing you a receipt here from CVS. Does this appear to be an accurate description of what was purchased?
Yeah.
We could have the CVS receipt marked as the next exhibit, please.
All right. That may be admitted.
26. And then if we could have the original CVS video marked as an exhibit and the CVS timeline, a condensed version marked as the following exhibit.
Be 27 and 28.
We have the original mark as 27. And the timeline is 28, please. It's 26, 27, and 28, so Mark.
All right, thank you.
After you had made your purchases at CVS, where did you go next?
To 3D.
And do you remember the route you took to get there?
Yeah, I think I got on Route 3 South for just one exit, and then I got off and went straight to 3B.
Okay. And showing you the map again here on the screen, this green dot here on the bottom, is that where 3B restaurant is located?
Yeah.
Your Honor, I'd move to submit a copy, a digital copy of the map. We have it on the computer. I can make a hard copy.
All right. That may be admitted.
We can use empty case as a marker. Is it 29?
All right. Thank you.
If you could pull up the review video, please. Now, Sir, how long approximately did it take you to get from CVS to 3V?
Probably around 10 minutes.
And when you got to the 3V restaurant, did you go inside?
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask you to watch the video on the screen. At 5:54, 15 p.m., is that you coming in behind that other couple there?
Yeah.
And what are you doing at that point when you're looking at the bags?
I think I was looking for the bag with my name on it.
Do you recall what you're doing on your phone at that time?
I don't. It could be work-related. It could be anything.
Okay. And the order that was listed under your name and phone number, correct?
I think Lindsay ordered it.
Right, but do you recall whose name it was under when you picked it up?
I don't recall specifically, but it could have been mine.
Show you a receipt here from 3P Restaurant for Mediterranean Parabol and Scallop and Pork Belly Risotto. If you just look at the name and the number on the receipt.
Yeah, that's my name and my number.
So that's your phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. So although the defendant called in the order, your name and phone number were given and were given accurately. Is that correct?
Correct.
If we could have the 3V video, Mark, as the next exhibit.
Sure. That may be admitted.
It is very sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. The could I see counsel just very briefly?
I just have the receipt, Mark. Is the next exhibit?
All right. It's subject to the court's order, that may be admitted.
Sir, after picking up the order at 3V, where did you go next?
Home.
And do you recall the route you took home?
Probably the same route, one exit on the highway, and then went home.
Okay. Do you recall approximately how long it took you to get home?
I would guess 10 to 12 minutes.
Okay. When you arrived home, where did you park?
In the driveway.
What type of car did you drive then?
A Chevy Silverado.
And was that a white pickup truck?
Yeah.
What kind of car did Lindsay drive then?
It was a Kia SUV.
And once you parked there, were both vehicles now in the driveway?
Yeah.
To show you a series of photographs of the exterior of your home. You could just look through them and tell me if they accurately reflect how your home looked on January 24th, 2023. Yeah,
these are accurate.
It had these photographs of the exterior of the home, front and back. My ugly exhibits.
They may be admitted. Thank you.
Yeah.
32 through 37, no, 38, so high. So, sir, showing you what's been marked as exhibit 32. Is this the front of your house with the main door?
Yes.
And then showing you what's been marked as exhibit 33, where is this in relation to that main front door?
It's to the right.
And here, where the light is that a secondary entrance at the front of the house?
Yes.
And for the record, that's to the left of the garage?
Yeah.
Showing you exhibit 34. Can you tell us what portion of the house this is?
It's to the left of the front door.
So if I'm facing the front door, it's to the left. There's a fence there. Is that correct? And exhibit 35, is that more of that same fence on the left?
Yes.
And then showing you exhibit 36, is this looking at your backyard from that left side area where the fence is?
Yeah.
And then exhibit 37, can you tell us what we're seeing here?
This is the back of the house and the window where Lindsay jumped out.
And exhibit 38, is that a more direct view of that back of the house?
Yeah.
And so the window reference about Lindsay, is it this upper right top window?
Yeah.
And what is behind that window?
Our bedroom.
And the window to the left there in the middle, what room is that window in?
That's the upstairs bathroom.
And then the top window on the far left, what room is that for?
That was Dawson's bedroom.
Dawson's, okay. And then directly below the top right window, so the bottom far right window, what room is that window for?
The living room.
And then again, the middle window on the bottom level.
Downstairs bathroom.
And then that window on the far left there, is that the kitchen?
Yeah.
And on the far left of the photo where the sliding glass doors are, where does that lead into?
There's like a room off of the kitchen where there is a kitchen table.
When you got home and you parked your truck, how did you get into the home?
I went in through that side door.
The door that was to the left of the garage?
Yeah.
And what did you do once you got inside the home?
I started taking my boots off.
And did you have some bags with you from CVS and 3V?
Yeah.
Where did you place those?
On the kitchen island.
Show you a couple photos of that area where you came in. Just tell us if it accurately represents how they looked, that area looked on January 24th, please.
Yeah, that's accurate.
You could have these two photos marked as the next two.
They may be minute.
It's a bit 39 and 40. So we're showing you what's been marked as exhibit 39. Can you tell us where the sliding glass doors are in this photograph?
They're to the left of the kitchen table.
So we have here the kitchen table kind of in the center of the photograph, is that correct?
Yeah.
And so these are the sliding glass doors?
Yeah.
And where is the door that you came through?
To the right after the kitchen table.
Right here, next to the curtain?
Yeah.
And the door, when you're looking at the photo straight ahead, this door to the left of the mirror or the photo there, where does that lead?
The garage.
And then showing you exhibit 40, is that where you place the bags on the island in the kitchen?
Yeah.
When you came into the house and you were taking off your boots and putting things down, was there anything you noticed?
Yeah, the house was really quiet.
Is that unusual?
Yeah.
And when you realized it was really quiet, what did you do?
I called out.
And who did you call out to?
Everyone.
Did anyone answer?
No.
After you called out and no one answered, what did you do next?
I think I don't know the order, but I called down in the basement and no one answered. And then I called Lindsay to see if she was home, because I looked out and I couldn't see her car, but it's because it was dark and her car's black.
Okay, so when you say you called down to the basement, when you approached the basement door, do you remember if it was open or shut?
It was shut.
So did you open it and yell down?
Yeah.
And there was no response?
Correct.
And showing you a photo here, is that a fair and accurate depiction of the stairway down to the basement level?
Yeah.
Do we have this marked as an exit to the place?
That may be admitted.
Do you recall when you opened the door to yell down whether the light was on or off?
Yeah, it was on, but Lindsay always left the light on.
And you said you called Lindsay. Was that a phone call?
Yeah.
And was that at approximately 6:09 p.m.?
Yeah.
And did she answer?
No.
After calling down the stairs to the basement, did you leave the door open or did you close it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I would think I closed it because I always try to keep it closed. But I'm not sure.
Okay. And so after you called Lindsay and didn't get a response, what did you do next?
I started checking upstairs.
And where did you check upstairs?
First, the bathroom. I thought maybe they were taking baths. But there's no one there.
And then where did you go?
The kids' bedrooms.
Was there anyone in the kids' bedrooms?
No.
And then did you go to your bedroom?
Yeah.
And were you able to get into your bedroom right away?
No, the door was locked, and that's when I knew something was wrong.
And when you realized the door was locked, did you have a way to unlock it?
Yeah, the previous owners, when they installed the doorknobs, had these... like these keys that they taped to the back of each door. So I got the one from Cora's room, and then I started unlocking the knob.
Okay. And when you unlocked the door to your bedroom, did you go in?
Yeah.
And what did you see when you opened the door and went in?
I just saw blood everywhere, and the window is open.
And... showing you here a photo. Is this the bed in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Now, the way the bed is in this photo, kind of pulled away from the wall and slightly askew or at an angle, is that the way it was typically?
No.
And when you left the bedroom that day for the last time prior to coming home later that night, was the bed in that position?
I don't think so.
Could have this photo marked as an exhibit.
It may be admitted.
Exhibit 42.
And you said you saw the window, is that correct?
Yeah.
Was it open?
Yeah, there was wind blowing in.
Showing you a photo here. Is that a fair and accurate depiction of how the window looked?
Yeah.
What's the next exhibit, please?
That may be admitted.
Exhibit 43.
Did you walk into the room and over to the window?
No.
How far into the room did you get?
Probably one or two steps, and then I immediately turned around and went outside.
And the blood that you saw, where was that located in the room?
It was everywhere. It looked like it was sprayed almost with like a hose. And there was a huge puddle in the middle of the room, and it was sprayed all over the pretty much every surface. I remember it was on the doorknob.
Okay. Don't you, three photos. Do you recognize what's depicted there? And is that fair and accurate depiction of how the room looked on January 24th, 2023?
Yeah.
We could have these photos marked as the next three exhibits.
It may be admitted.
Sir, showing you what's been marked exhibit 44, is this the entrance to the room and looking into the room?
Yeah.
And then exhibit 45, is this mirror to the right of that bureau we were just looking at?
Yep.
And this area right here, is this the blood you were referring to?
Yeah, that's some of the blood.
And then in exhibit 46, is that closer to, getting closer to the window?
Yeah.
And is that more of the blood that you were talking about?
Yeah.
Going back to exhibit 42, there's no blood on the walls or on the bedding, correct?
On those walls and the bedding, correct.
Were you aware that the defendant's phone was found on the bed in the bedroom that night?
Yeah.
Showing you this phone with this light brown case. Do you recognize this?
Yes.
Whose phone is it?
That was Lindsay's phone.
And is this the phone that she was consistently using between September of 2022 and, well, actually August of 2022 throughout the fall and into January of 2023?
Yeah.
You have this marked as an exhibit, please.
That may be admitted.
Exhibit 47. Sir, after making those observations in the bedroom, what did you do next?
I ran downstairs and went outside.
And do you recall whether you came around, whether you went out the front door or the back door?
I went out the back door.
So that would be the sliders, is that right?
Yeah.
And where did you go from there?
I just looked around in the backyard below that window, and I saw Lindsay.
And where did you see her?
She was face up in the backyard.
And where in the backyard was she?
at the bottom of the window.
Okay. And so,
looking at exhibit 38, you said this was the window, correct? The top right?
Correct.
Where was she in relation to that window?
Directly below it.
So down here by the window well?
Yeah.
For the record, I was pointing right below the bottom right window by the window well. I'll show you a photo of that window you were referring to. Is this the exterior view of that window to your bedroom that night?
Yeah.
We could have this marked as an exhibit, please.
Might that be admitted?
To the 48. I'm showing you exhibit 48. So the window's open, correct?
Yes.
And the screen for the window is up, correct?
Yeah.
At any point in time that night or afterwards, did you notice that the screen was cut or broken in any way?
I didn't notice that, no.
And when you saw Lindsay on the ground there, under the window, which direction was her body facing?
Her head was closer to the house. Her feet were away from the house.
Okay. And did you go to her?
Yeah.
And did you observe any injuries?
Yes.
And what did you see?
She had deep cuts on her wrists, and she had a red line across her neck. I wasn't sure what it was at first. But she cut her neck.
And do you recall that these wounds weren't actively bleeding at the time?
I later learned that I said that on the 911 call.
Yeah. And when you observed these wounds, is it correct that the 911 operator asked you or instructed you to apply pressure if needed?
I don't recall the whole call, but I believe that's probably true.
Okay. And you didn't, at the time, feel the need to apply pressure to any of those wounds, correct?
Correct.
Did you say anything to Lindsay when you found her in that state?
Yeah, I said, what happened?
And what was her response?
She said, I tried to kill myself.
Did you ask her anything else?
I said, where are the kids?
And what was her response?
She said they're in the basement.
And at that time, she didn't tell you that they needed help or they were in danger or they were injured, correct?
Correct.
And so you mentioned talking to someone on 911. At what point did you call 911?
I don't know the exact time, but it took a few minutes because my phone was switching between Wi-Fi and 911. So I almost just started calling out for the neighbors, but eventually it went through.
Okay. So you had some difficulty connecting, but eventually you connected to the 911 operator?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you stay on the phone with them while they were sending people to respond?
Yeah.
While you're on the phone with 911, are they asking you questions and you're responding with information about her condition?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you could just look at the screen here. Is this the model of the first floor of your home?
Yes.
Okay. And so we have here the sliding glass doors. Where would the basement door be in this model?
Directly below the stairs.
So now that it's flipped around, is this the door to the basement right here?
Yeah.
For the record, that's the door across from the downstairs bathroom?
Yeah.
And then, how long approximately, and I know you weren't looking at your watch or anything like that, but can you estimate for us how long it took for first responders to arrive?
4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. And during that time, are you continuing to try to talk to Lindsay?
Yeah.
Is she responding?
She's in and out of consciousness.
Okay. Was she breathing on her own?
I believe so.
Okay. And you're communicating information to the 911 operators, and are they giving you, you know, advice on how to deal with the situation as it progresses?
Yeah.
Okay. Once emergency personnel arrive, what do you do?
I immediately got up and ran to the basement.
Okay. And do you still have the phone on you? You're still on the 911 call?
Yeah, I didn't realize it at the time, but I did.
Okay. And have you look at this model here on the screen. Is this a fair and accurate depiction of the setup of your basement?
Yeah.
Okay. If you can just describe the rooms for us, what the purpose of each room was.
So the room in the back left was my office. The room with the black rubber mat is the gym. And then there's the living room to the right of that. And then the back right is just an area of the living room, and then there's a bathroom next to that.
So when you come down those stairs that night, which direction did you go?
Immediately went left.
And when you went left, what did you see?
I saw Cora.
And how did she look?
She had a band around her neck.
And was that an exercise band?
Yeah.
And do you recall whether she was, what position she was in, whether face up or face down?
She's face down.
And when you saw her in that condition, what did you do?
I immediately ran over and tried to take the band off.
Were you able to get the band off?
Yeah.
And do you recall how you got the band off?
I think I untied it.
And when you say untied it, was it in a knot that you had to, you know, put everything down and unknot it, or how was it tied?
I'm not sure I fully remember.
Do you recall describing it previously as when you initially tie your shoes but then don't do the bow?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And was she responsive?
No.
And what did you see or do next?
I saw Callan.
And where was he?
He was next to her.
And how did he appear?
He had a band around his neck.
Sorry?
He had a band around his neck.
And did you remove that as well?
Yeah.
And do you recall what position he was in?
Same as Cora.
And looking at the model here, if you could just tell us, where was Cora?
The left of the couch.
So would that be this area here that I'm pointing to in between the bureau and the couch?
Yeah.
And where was Callan?
To her left.
So would that be more over here towards the chair and the bureau?
Yeah.
After you removed the band from Callan's neck, what did you do next?
I tried to find Dawson.
And where did you go?
I looked in the bathroom and on the other side of the couch, and then I went to the other side of the basement and he was in my office.
And when you saw Dawson, what condition was he in?
I knew he was gone.
And did he also have a band around his neck?
Yeah.
And did you remove that band?
Yeah.
And looking at the office here, where was he located within the office?
Just to the left of the door when you went in.
Just in this area here, right inside the door?
Yeah.
If we may approach briefly.
Yeah, please.
Now, after finding Dawson and taking off the band, what happened next?
I think I was back and forth. I think I went to try to help Cora.
Okay. Did you try to give her CPR?
Yeah.
At some point in time, do the first responders make their way down to the basement?
Yeah.
And do they take over care of the children?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
They sent me upstairs.
Okay. And at this point, Your Honor, I'd move to submit the 911 call as the next exhibit.
That may be allowed pursuant to the earlier order.
Cora Dawson and Callan removed from the home and taken to a hospital.
Yeah.
Was that Beth Israel Deaconess in Plymouth?
Yeah.
Did you also go to that location?
Yeah.
And at the hospital, were you able to see your children?
Yeah.
And was Callan then transported to Children's Hospital?
Yeah.
Did anyone ever tell you not to leave your kids alone with Lindsay?
No.
In January of 2023, did Lindsay ever tell you that she wanted to harm your children?
No.
Did she ever tell you she was going to kill your children?
No.
Did you receive, a few days after this happened, did you receive a phone call from the defendant while she was at Brigham and Women's Hospital?
I think it was like a week or so after, yeah.
And what did the defendant say at that time about what had happened with the children?
She didn't talk about our kids. She talked about what she went through.
And what did she say about what she went through?
She said she heard a man's voice telling her that if she didn't do it now, she would lose her chance or something like that.
And did she also tell you that she had had a moment of psychosis?
I don't recall.
Did she mention the children at all during that call?
I don't think so. I mean, not directly.
Had she ever mentioned psychosis to you before?
No, I didn't know what psychosis was until after this happened.
Did she ever tell you she was hearing a man's voice before?
No.
If I may have a moment, Your Honor.
Sure.
I have no further questions for this witness.
All right.
I just have exhibits after.
Right. Counsel, can I see you just briefly, sidebar?
The witness could be excused.
Right. So you can be excused, subject to recall at a later point today. Thank you, sir.
More live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy is on the way. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode's sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to goodranchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This episode's sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to goodranchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This episode's sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to goodranchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode's sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to goodranchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.